Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Aaron Roney, and we're talking about Azure PowerShell, which we have talked about before.
We have.
But you've got this gorgeous terminal and a Mac.
I do.
I don't see a lot of PowerShell and Bash. What's going on?
No. So as you might remember, PowerShell is now cross-platform. Mm. So you can run PowerShell on Linux and on Mac. And in this case, we're showing off the new Azure PowerShell modules that we have converted to PowerShell Core 6.
Okay, so PowerShell is now PowerShell Core. It's cross-platform, which is funny because PowerShell I think of as being such a fundamentally Windows thing.
It used to be branded Windows PowerShell, and now it's becoming just PowerShell the product. And what the PowerShell team is trying to do, what Azure is trying to do, is bring the tools that people love to them where they are.
Very cool. So you're here, and you're actually using Hyper, if anyone's curious.
Your Correct.
Terminal, your gorgeous transparent terminal here is Hyper. All right, cool. So you didn't just move it over. You had to port it
exactly.
to make it work on PowerShell Core, which means it works everywhere now, not just on a Mac, on Linux, wherever.
Correct. So, you know, we build them in .NET. Okay. Instead of building them in script, we build them in .NET to make things a little bit faster and
nice.
A little more features there.
Cool.
So the first thing I actually wanted to show you here is that all of our modules have been converted to .NET Core. So now
I
that
we saw that you just got autocomplete there too. You
I typed
did. And you hit tab.
Tab. Cool. Yeah. Get all the good autocomplete out of PowerShell, which is all the users know and love it.
But oh, this interesting. It says .NET Core. So
correct.
Those are the cross-platform modules.
Eventually they'll merge, but today we kind of have two separate tracks. We have the cross-platform and the Windows. But what I'm showing off here is this is the first time we've showed more than 3 to 5 modules being converted.
It looks like all of them.
So this is
a ton.
Correct. This is all of them.
That's awesome. So that means that all the things that I can do as a PowerShell user, as an Azure PowerShell user on Windows, all the things that I find familiar are available to me.
Exactly. We joke a lot. If you find yourself stuck on a system that you're not as comfortable with, but you still want to use PowerShell, we bring these tools to you for that reason.
All right. Cool. What kind of things can I do with PowerShell Core?
Awesome. So the first thing I wanted to show is, you know, we're on Core, but we've also been adding new features. The thing that we've talked about before is how big PowerShell scripts can get sometimes.
Yep.
So we've been doing a lot of work to make these things a little bit easier. So the first script I wanted to show you is creating a VM. And we have some new tab completion. This is actually fairly new, January time frame.
Cool.
On location. There it goes. So we can actually tab, get our locations.
Oh, okay. So you hit dash L, tab, got location. Then you opened a quote because you're about to type in West US.
Correct.
And then it made a call to find out what locations are appropriate, brought back a list. And now that is kind of a drop down almost, like an IntelliSense
exactly.
for PowerShell within your terminal.
So and this is kind of like you said, we make a call here. So if you're on a different cloud, if you're using Stack Instance, something like that, you'll get the list that you expect rather than just some pre-coded list that
I
we
see.
Drop
so
in
if you're there. On US government Azure or Germany sovereign government or whatever, like you're going to get the appropriate thing for your PowerShell context.
Correct.
Interesting. That's cool.
But I want to show off that we don't need that, so we're going to erase that.
Okay.
And we have the same tab completion for resource group name.
Oh.
So we're making the same call out to your endpoint, and we can list your resource groups as well. However, again, I'm going to show that we don't need that either. So all I'm going to use here is some made-up name.
Smart defaults.
Smart defaults.
Nice.
We've talked about the CLI before, similar to some of those CLI defaults. And the other thing I'm going to do here is create this as a job.
As job, that's new.
And we'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
And the image name here, we have a kind of code completed list as well. I want Ubuntu. I know that the question you're going to ask is, where is SSH? It's coming.
Yeah. Because that's the thing is, when you do things cross-platform or on Linux or on Mac, sometimes people will say, well, why don't you just use Bash? Well, this is a piped experience. This is an object experience.
Yeah,
PowerShell
exactly.
and Bash are not the same thing. It's
exactly.
Not apples and oranges. It's apples and carburetors. Yeah. It's totally different. Totally different thing. But at the same time, you do want to merge when it's time for a Unix appropriate tool.
Exactly.
And you want to SSH in. You want it to be there.
Yeah. So that's on the way. I have in, you know, a public key on my machine.
Sure.
Soon we'll be able to pass that key file or pick it up.
Which is nice. Which means I can mix and match my PowerShell tools and my Unix tools. But I can manage any kind of thing. I can manage a Windows VM. I can manage a Linux VM.
Exactly.
Cool.
So then what I can show you here is PowerShell has a feature I've run some other jobs here. But PowerShell has a feature where we can create jobs. They're background tasks for you.
Are they running in the cloud in the background or on my machine in the
background? They're running on your machine.
Uh-huh.
But the cool thing here is we're asking Azure to provision a VM. We're really just waiting for a network call to come back. We don't need to do any work. So we can run this in the background. You can kick off 10 VMs at a time and check on them later. And so this last task I have here, this long-running commandlet, is still running, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where we have ID 11 there.
I see. So as job is kind of the PowerShell equivalent of like async and await. It's like, I don't want to wait for this. Just push it off the background. I assume that there are things I could then spin in a list and check on the status of this?
Correct. That's kind of what we do in our tests, actually, is we can then wait on those jobs. We can receive them. And we'll pick up that job here in a second. The other cool thing here is asJob is actually specific to Azure PowerShell.
Hmm.
So the job functionality is part of PowerShell, but asJob is a kind of a mechanism that we built into Azure PowerShell to make it easy to turn your commandlets into jobs.
I see. So I could do the PowerShell, make a new job, wrap it in a curly braces, and
yes.
I could do the standard PowerShell way of making jobs. But asJob
Correct.
Is probably going to become one of those ubiquitous things. You're going to
tell
everyone about asJob, and
exactly.
We'll all do it. Yeah, that's cool.
So while we're waiting for that, what we're going to do, because I know that I've seen you talk about Kubernetes recently,
mm-hmm.
I want to show
off
some.
I did a lot of Kubernetes there.
Exactly. While we're kind of waiting for that in the background, mm-hmm. I'm going to show you a Kubernetes commandlet that we have in preview right now.
Oh, cool. Are the commandlets installed as a group, like I get all of them, or can I say, well, I just want the standard Azure ones and I want the Kubernetes ones that are in preview, like I can mix and match?
Either or. Yes.
Okay.
So we have a roll-up module that pretty much gives you everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you just need the Kubernetes commandlets, you can just pull that module. We'll pull the dependencies for you, as you might expect, but you won't get much more than that module.
All right. Let's see it.
So what I'm doing here is using our new AKS commandlets.
Okay.
And I already have a Kubernetes instance running right now. So I've done that. That's the magic in the background.
Okay.
And like we talked about before, I can get tab completion on that resource group.
All right.
And we actually use kubectl on your machine and wire up a tunnel and then pop the browser for that tunnel.
I see. So you just kubectl proxied into AKS. So even though it says localhost, it's really AKS in the cloud.
Correct. It's kind of like doing kubectl, what is it, dashboard or something like that.
Yeah.
We kind of do that work for you. We get the credentials from Azure for your instance.
Nice.
We create the tunnel and then hit the web browser for you. So you type one commandlet, and you're done.
Yeah, that's a lot of busy work that we've all done once or twice.
Yes, exactly.
So these are in preview and coming soon, and that's just kind of part of the integration of AKS and Kubernetes into the whole Azure ecosystem.
Correct. The reason they're in preview, they'll ship with the rollup module, but the reason that they're in preview is just because the service is currently in preview. But
I wanted
to show that off.
Cool.
Public preview.
All right. So yeah, well, I'm just curious, though, what here is preview and what's not? Like, I can go and get Azure PowerShell now.
Correct. Yeah, so all of this you can get right now, just these commandlets for AKS, because the service is still in public preview.
I see.
We kind of don't want to be ahead
of
the service.
Yeah, you can't launch you can't launch a PowerShell command if the result, if the Azure service isn't also released.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
So now that we've done that, we'll go back to our VM, mm-hmm. check that out. And like I said before, we can use get job here. And we'll see, it was a little confusing because I left some jobs, but 11 is now completed.
Yep. There were three long-running jobs. One was not yet done.
Exactly.
Now it is finished.
So now that it's finished, we can receive that job. And the output is the same as if we had not run that as a job. So if you expected to get a VM from new Azure MVM, then you should expect to get a VM from completing the job for new Azure Arm VM.
I see. So if I did a single line synchronous call, wait for 5 minutes, the thing that comes out and pops into the VM variable,
correct,
is going to be the same whether I backgrounded it,
exactly,
and came back later.
Yep. So like you said, kind of like async await. Await does a lot of task work for you in the background, but at the end of the day, you get the result of that task.
That's nice.
Very similar here. So, and that command line is called receive job, and I can pass the name, pass the variable for that job. And now that we've done that, we can see
my VM.
And last but not least, we can easily SSH into that VM here. So nice tab completion on PowerShell.
Yeah, all the properties.
For the object model, I'm going to tell my system that the fingerprint is okay. I have to type in that password here. Again, SSH is coming.
Boom.
And boom, there you go. Just take the VM object, SSH straight into the FQDN that we've provisioned on the back end for you.
Very cool. That's pretty slick. So how do I get this?
So you can go to our docs. One of the cool things that I was going to show is you can use Get Help.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wait, you can't use Get Help in a Ubuntu VM that I'm using.
You're outside. Yeah,
exactly.
You're in the Azure VM there.
I was outside. So we can use Get Help and say we want to look at new Azure RM VM.
Yeah.
And you can always use Dash Online. So we link our local docs to our online docs.
Like man pages.
I'll make this a little bit bigger for you.
Slick.
And so you can grab these docs straight from straight from the product. But also just search on PowerShell Gallery for Azure RM is the name of the commandlet module. And for the NetCore ones, just tack NetCore onto the end for now. But in the future, we'll be bringing
those
together.
So once I have PowerShell, it's just an import module and I'm off.
Correct. Install module, import module, just depends on what you're doing.
So install module goes up into, and it'll warn me, hey, we're going to go and get this module. Is that cool? Yes.
Correct.
Bring it down.
Yeah. And then import would be more if it's already available. You can just grab it from your machine.
And then put it in
like
your
that.
Profile.
Exactly.
All right. Very cool. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
All right. I am learning all about cross-platform Azure PowerShell here on Azure Friday.